Good evening, live from Shenzhen. This is Hai Li. 10 minutes left for today, which is 12th April 2017. For today, we're going to share a piece of news of Chinese railway construction Massachusetts employee to train in China. In August 1972, 30 Chinese children were selected by government of the Qing Dynasty, 1644 to 1912 AD, to take part in Chinese education mission based in United States. Participants included a pioneering Chinese rail engineer named Zhang Tianyou, who was known as the father of Chinese railroad. Zhang, alongside the other children selected, arrived in Springfield a month after being chosen. Springfield is a city in western New England based in the U.S. state of Massachusetts. Since then, 145 years later, on April 7, 2017, 33 employees from the Springfield-based rail car builder, China Railway Rolling Stock Corporation, initials CRRC Massachusetts MA, prepared to travel to China for 3 months of technical training and departed the Bradley International Airport. Their destination was CRRC Changchun Railway Vehicle Corporation Limited, based in Changchun City of northeastern Jilin Province. The group CRRC is currently China's largest high-speed rail car maker, which launched an assembling line in Springfield last September. According to a report from Xinhua, the company is set to assemble 284 subway cars in Springfield, which will replace the aging fleet of red and orange lines connecting Cambridge to downtown Boston by 2023. CRRC employees who have already learned the basics of spoken Chinese will be assigned to different workshops to practice their learning after being technically trained and taught the company's corporate culture. Since it was formed in 2015 by the merger of China's top two train makers, CRRC has been aggressively chasing overseas orders and deals. The company said the total value of order from abroad surged by 40% year on year to $8.1 billion in 2016. Last month, CRRC announced it would build 64 subway cars for the Los Angeles Metro Rail. An order was up to $647 million. The order follows another company wing scoring $567 million Boston contract in 2014, and another buying was $1.3 billion in 2016, building rail cars for Chicago. There are more and more people benefit from the international trade, and I don't think there will be anything surprising for who work for whom, or more Chinese working overseas or more overseas work in China. It's a big melting pot. Everyone is getting to where they want to be and be what they want to be. Thank you for listening.